You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Broadcasting from Springfield, Missouri, Atomic Broadcasting presents OOPS, the Official Oddity Problem Specialists. Tonight we present, for all folk and folktales, Episode 12, the OOPS Sometimes Annual Award Show.
Good evening, dear listeners. My name is Sam Sarver. I'm the head writer of the beloved audio show OOPS. After writing this episode, and many of the ones beforehand, I was informed that some of the content could be interpreted by some listeners to be crass, offensive, too weird, sloppy, and altogether uninteresting. So based on those concerns, and the concerns of all those working on the show, I'm making the following statements. No flymen were harmed in the making of the show. No other tours were filmed without consent. No interns were ceremonially executed during the season. No unrepeatable offenses were uttered by cats, and Butts was just a joke, guys. Please stop sending us crows. Also, Griffin is indeed a terrible man.
All right, let's go ahead and move on with a little roll call. The keepers!
Yeah!
Agents!
Uh-huh.
Interns?
Keeper.
And the sir!
Greetings. Welcome to the somethingth annual OOPS Award Show.
We, your enigmatic leaders, have arrived in your presence once more for the 27th time in our history.
Yeah!
Yeah!
We have come to inform you all of the egregious changes coming to the organization. But we will exposit this at the end of the award show.
So, without ado any longer, we introduce to you the host chosen by the Keeper number 23. Thank you all for working hard.
We shall see you again at the end.
Goodbye.
Tomorrow, you fool. I, Griffin Cornelius von Baron Escobar Hanley, Esquire the Ninth, have come to inform...
That's not your name!
How dare you, you bim! I will not be disrespected on this stage. Just because I am in chains here does not mean I am in chains to your ridicule. Now, if I may... welcome to the... can't read this. The Summoning Something Annual Award Show... For your most interesting organization. Now, as we're getting started, I want to remind everyone that the snack and food table will remain open during the ceremony. So if you get hungry, or mayhaps a little peckish, you can do that. Just shut up when you do so. No one wants to hear you chew. Let's get started then, shall we? First up, we have Longest Missing, Intern 1313. He would be here tonight, but he's still in critical condition. Here's a short video. I'm told he's doing quite well. Let's all keep that incessant beeping in our hearts. Now on to the next award, yes? Next up is the award for Longest Living. I believe the winner is Agent 217.
I haven't been booed like that since last year. You people need a new award. Yeah, I'm getting off the stage.
You suck!
When's he gonna die?
It's all right, turn. I know you said that 137. Why don't you just go die the 66th time?
Okay. Settle down, everyone. Jeez. I didn't realize things would get so heated. Now, please, welcome Agent 6 and his translator, Agent 1258, as they will be singing the OOPS International Anthem. Good luck.
I didn't agree to this. Oh, great, there's the cat. Yeah, isn't he cute? Just let that sink in. Ugh.
Yeah!
I'm not doing this, Keeper 23.
Just do it, kid. It'll be worse if you don't. Trust me, they don't forget.
Right, fine. Here we go.
Hello.
welcome to Oops How To. I'm Keeper 77, and I'll be talking about forest fires. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh boy, this stakeout sure is taking a long time. Age in two? I sure could go for a nice melted marshmallow and chocolate and a graham cracker right now.
The endless eyes have ever spoken to me in the limitless dusk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll get this campfire started. There we go. Look at this nice cracker. Great Gatsby! You know, I've heard cinnamon goes great with this. Let me go get some.
When you hear its call, you may just see the color you've known since you were a child. Only then may you understand the key that stands on the lock of endless static.
All right, Agent 2, I'm back. I heard that you were allergic. Oh my god!
As you can see. Now, I hope you all learned a lot from this video and are able to tell the difference between forest fires and eldritch beings seeking your minds and souls. Now, fill out that test. If you get 100%, I hear they send you stickers now. Good luck, interns, and may your fires always be just fires.
It's not my fault. I was just translating. I actually like you guys. I really do. I'm sorry, Agent 57. I don't think the ant thing is gross.
Hang that cat! Hang that sweet thing!
Cat for life! Yes, get it out. Let him really have it. None of that soft sponge is all dried out. I bet you're all wondering what the next award is. Yes? Alright, next up is the award for most complaints filed to HR. Our new keeper, 856. Yes, give her a warm welcome. I bet you're all very happy with her.
Keep crying. It only makes me stronger. I'll see to it that everyone who breaks protocol this year is punished to the fullest extent of my power.
Wait right there, Keeper 856. You can't leave the stage quite yet. I also have this letter from HR. It's a cease and desist order. You've really got to stop. Next up, we'd like to take a moment to show our appreciation for the first true monster to join the ranks of Oops. Intern 390, get on up here. Even though you've continuously failed the requirements to become an agent, they all seem to love you for some reason.
Thank you, friends. I am most honored to be here and have very much appreciated learning how to invite people to hang out with me. It has been a great learning experience. Thank you all for allowing me to be here. It means a lot to me. Now, Agent 511 told me that I needed to make a long list of others to thank, so I'd like to thank my...
Good evening! My name is Harry J. Mothman! And tonight, I'd like to take a moment to remind you all of sensitivity when in the field. They tell me that every day, approximately 134.4 monsters are killed! Wow! Isn't that sad? I mean, look at this little guy right here. Oh, his guts are everywhere. Oh, and look at him. One moment he's a dog, and the next he's splitting open and pretending to be you! That's freaking spooky! No! It's not! It's actually just sad, really. I was recently in sensitivity training. That's right! I'm not afraid to speak about that! I learned there that sensitivity could save lives! You only need to remember but! That's right! Not joking! When you've come into another close encounter this week, instead of shooting the poor little eldritch thing, why not just try but instead? I'm sure the little Migo would appreciate it. Isn't that nice? Anyway, let's look over here. Oh my goodness, it's my good friend.
Please, you can call me Gary.
Well, Gary. Wow, that's a lot easier to say. I'd like to ask you, how has Butt helped you live?
Well, dude, about 15 years ago, Agent 217 tracked me down to this mansion I was investing and was about to kill me. But another agent, too, I believe, came to me and used Butt on me. I was very appreciative, and shared with him many secrets. Now I live in Alaska and run a surfing group up there. It's pretty rad, Mothy.
Wow! Isn't that great to hear? See, you too can make a difference if you just remember Butt! And the whole world can change!
Get out of here! Get right out, I say! Shoo! God! My goodness. I can't believe these delivery drivers these days. Tips. Here's a tip. Tuck it in your shat when you're talking to me. Now, on to the next segment, shall we? Let us take a moment to remember our fallen brothers. Keeper 1314. Agent 26. Agent 57's many drones. Agent 511. And Agent 5, as well as...
Holy crap, man, did you hear? I died.
I told you.
But I feel fine.
How fine?
You know, like a 4.
A 4 out of what?
Out of what? Out of what? I don't know out of what. I just found out I'm dead.
And Agent 972, well, he died twice. Agent 22. Alright, I think that's everyone. Let's take a moment of silence. Fine, alright, we're done. So, as you're leaving tonight, you'll see a list of fallen interns. Just leave a flower or something. Now, onward to the next ward. What is this? Fine. Before that, I'd like to remind everyone that this weekend, meaning tonight and tomorrow, will be a wedding for Agents 6034 and 345. If you are in the wedding, you need to be there tonight. If attending, just show up tomorrow sometime. If you weren't invited, stay away. No crashes! That said, come find me after if you're interested. Award time! Award for the most accomplished missions. Keeper 18, come on up here, you big dumb lug.
Hello, people, little and small. Welcome to my speech. I hope you've all enjoyed the cadavers. Or caviar? I hear it's not very cheap, much like myself. I know you've all worked so diligently to follow in my footsteps. I'm sure you all feel accomplished and energized with such a role model such as myself. I've slayed zombies, hunted vampires, explored places never explored before, slapped a baby! And I've even killed several of my agents and interns over the years, as one such as I do. I am quite something. Now, enough about me. Let's talk about the award. The most missions accomplished, of course. I'd never be able to do it alone, because they don't send people out solo. I'd like to address something about my most recent mission with the baby in the Yinka. I must admit that when we first got there, I thought there might be a will-they-won't-they with that young woman we met at her house after she'd called us, but... it didn't happen. Now, there have been some serious accusations that I stepped foot on a skateboard, and I'd like to ensure you that I probably didn't do it. But even if I did, what's the big deal? Those children and Apollo were doing it, and I have been known to bend a few rules here and there. Now, I'm sure so many of you are wondering how we dealt with the baby. All we had to do was kill one of our agents, and it pretty much wrapped itself up after that. Pretty easy. Where was I going with this? I don't know, but I'm going to leave now. I've got some fans waiting. And remember, be like me!
Wow, that guy was something. Oof. Glad he's gone. Now coming up for our next musical performance, Master Deep Dish and the Gremlins featuring Mumbra!
Good other time of day, interns. I hope you enjoyed Trap Week. Week 77, one of my favorites. I'm sure your instructor has already filled you in on Week 78, Aliens. As you can see, Agent 137 and myself are out in the field today to teach you kids about Tip 76. So let me ask you, what do you do when you come across an unknown alien egg Those are some fine ideas, but let's have Agent 137 demonstrate for us. Step one, is it an egg or an egg-like creature? Try saying hello. Make sure you don't. And you can live a happy life. Step 3A, if the egg begins to open, make sure you get a good look in there. You need to know what you're dealing with. Step 3B, if the egg is cold, then consider... Agent 137? Oh my. Interns, the egg opened. 137, it's on your face. I'll get the laser cutter. Hold still. Hold still. Wait, is this the one with acid blood? That leads to tip 77, how to dispose of an agent after they've been declared a biohazard.
Wow. What a time to be alive, one might say, if they enjoyed that sort of music. I, on the other hand, was absolutely repulsed. They can't tell because, well, I'm invisible. Now, I suppose up next is going to be... You know, I thought this would be easier. Or scripted.
Hey, guys. Did I miss anything?
Ah, hey, 1258. What's up? Nah, he's just standing up there. I don't think he's too sure what to do next.
Yeah, I've been there. When I was trying to find the perfect pine for my new table, I spent like 2 hours trying to decide what I wanted.
Cool. Ouch.
You all right, 1258?
Yeah, that stupid cat clawed me.
Well... After what you said, man.
I was translating.
You know, it's what they said, the translator gets the blame game. That's how it was translated to me.
What? Are you alright, man?
You know what, now that you mention it, I haven't really been able to feel anything but my brain all day, and I don't really know what my brain feels like, except for now that I know what my brain feels like, and I feel like I know what I feel in my brain. You know, you understand what I'm saying here?
What? How do you even feel your brain?
Man, 333, I don't know. It's just very present right now.
Well, use that brain to fill me in on the awards given out so far.
A few. Like, only 4 or something.
That's it?
Yeah, man, it's kind of the usual.
The usual?
Less deaf than normal.
Yeah, man, we had like 3 presenters last year.
Will you guys shut up? We're trying to listen.
Why is that camp counselor here?
We're on a date?
Is that dude even allowed on site?
Jackson Friedrich Michaels is an upstanding citizen, even though he's awfully quiet. But yeah, the SIRS opened up the awards this year.
Is that why there's so many people I don't recognize here? And, hey, weren't you in Iowa?
What are you talking about? They're all agents. Wait, what the heck? When did all these Dougs get here?
Guys, I really hate to interrupt this rapport we all have going on here. But I think I just came to the sudden intense realization that I might just be a brain.
What is happening?
Ah, yes, I have it. This is a good one, yes. An award for the least accomplished. That should get some good feelings in here. Now let's see. You, yes, you.
Me?
You, intern 390. The foolish intern who failed to get promoted. You win the award for being a loser.
390's awesome!
Thank you for this most prestigious award, Mr. Griffin.
You're most welcome. Now get off my stage. For the next award, we will be celebrating those who died and came back to life. First things first. Let's get Agent 57 up here. Yes, Agent 57 stepped on by many partygoers, effectively dead. However, the Queen, whilst crippled, survived, and lo, Agent 57 has come back from the brink. Also, and honorarily, most agents lost in the field award on a technicality.
The colony is pleased. Thank you, friends.
I do not like watching that thing move. Next up is Agent 511.
I guess we're right, man. I did come back to life.
Oh, really?
Agent 511 died during the great battle against the Garden Children in Green Kansas not long ago. However, as you can see, he's still here. Yes, apparently you can indeed keep a brain alive by itself. Hopefully that means you'll finally start using it.
Hey, Invisible Doofus, are you telling me officially that I'm just a brain in this suit?
Listen, kid. I'm not here to tell you how this works. Just take the award and get out of here.
Well, why didn't anyone tell me? This is gross. But it's also quite cool, actually. I think it's pretty cool. Now that I'm just a brain, well, I need to find me a talking gorilla. Preferably French.
Next up, a recent promotion who died a whole 2 times in 1 mission. People never stay dead, apparently. Give it up for Agent 972.
Hello.
Agent 972 was executed twice by fellow Agent 89, now promoted to Keeper 856. And somehow, unexplained, he's alive tonight.
It's great to be here. As a little PSA, I'd like to talk to you about the dangers of skateboarding.
No speech! No speech, you idiot! Get the hell off my stage! Go! Okay. Anyway, next up is one of the agency's most dedicated life givers. On record, this agent has died more than... is that right? 65 times. Agent 137, everyone.
Oh boy, it's great to be acknowledged for all of my hard work. You know, in the last 2 years, I've made many a safety videos with my good friend, Keeper 77. And I want everyone out there to know, please, be safe. And if you have any questions, you can ask me. I've been there before.
Wonderful. Ah, what a sweet speech. He's a real swell guy, everyone. They'll be betting after on what he dies next to. All right, everyone. I'll be giving a few more awards out, and then the sirs have a special closing they'd like to make. So says his cryptic business card. So let's continue on with...
Good evening! Sorry. My name is Harry J. Mothman, Esquire. I'm here tonight with everyone's good pal, Gary, to talk to you about how you can help your local community. Gary, what is it you do to help your local community?
Well, bruh, first thing I do is make sure I'm seen very solemnly, as my appearance has a tendency to melt skin and destroy brains and the psyche. But outside of that, you can find me on the waves, dude. I like to teach the people around my home in Alaska how to get the most out of their coastal lives with a little bit of surf. It's a service I can do for my community. To this day, I've helped 147 humans get their Alaskan surfing permits, and one monster, Marv, my bro. Now, if I may ask you, Hare, what is it you do for your little community?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, Gary. I'm just so very happy you're talking to me. You see, I started out as a very lonely creature, drinking all the tea you could ever want, seeing dark visions of the future devastation of the entire Earth. And then, I would just fly out to get some exercise and appear before people to warn them of the coming danger. But people didn't really understand what I was saying, and they got scared. And then they started blaming me for all the dangerous stuff I was telling them about. But lucky for me, I became a folk legend. Not many people have that opportunity. With all these tourists coming in and staring at me, I got really scared too, so I called the fine agents of Oops. And they helped me integrate into the community and helped me accept the light offerings from my flock. So now I turn in a good profit for the good people of my home. And I travel around doing PSAs like this one! Sorry, to help other creatures out and to help them help their communities. Because community's really important.
Wow, bro, what a testimony.
Thank you, Gary, really. I do my best.
Well, hey. I gotta head out. Marv is waiting for me. I gotta get that mummy guy certified. See ya. Watch the waves. You never know what's lurking beneath, bruh.
And there you have it, folks and folk tales. A true inspiration for many. Gary. Until next time, this is Harry J. Mothman Esquire. Good night, cryptids.
I'm gonna go get a drink, everyone. Give me a moment. Ha. Delicious. Have you ever just yearned for a good cup of water? It's great. Anyway, that's me. I did it. You've been awarded. Now, just one more. The award for the best host tonight goes to... me? Oh, yay, it's me. Oh, well, wonderful. I'm taking this trophy and this flash drive containing most of your data, and I'm leaving. Goodbye. Get your filthy hands off me. I'm invisible. You can't even see me.
Good evening, agents, interns, keepers, and you who are listening in the audience here. We hope that you all enjoyed the award ceremony. We are pleased to have had no casualties this year.
We are here to announce a grave change to the organization that is Oops. But first, a note that you will all receive raises, as we have acquired more of the education fund for our organization. Good work, everyone. We are proud of you all. Now, the grave news.
Effective immediately, the attacking and or killing of fellow agents and interns is no longer permissible.
What? No!
We are now in the public eye. Several changes will be made, including a laxing of our anonymity program and allowing others into our facilities. In case you cannot see, we are motioning to the crowd.
Tomorrow, after the awards, you will all receive an updated 800-page document. Please read through carefully, as they include all of the changes to our manual.
You may wish to cross-reference with the old one. Now, please, as you all leave for the night, enjoy the eternal ending video.
Good night,
and remember your butts. Ha ha ha! But in a real sense, Oops is green to go.
There he is!
Grab him! You can't see me!
This has been the Oops Sometimes Annual Awards Show. Performances by Samuel Sarver, Stephen Nernis, Michael Jenkins, Nolan Brubaker, Kate the Great Cosplays, Michael Petit, Jordy Hake, and Stephen Harrell. Oops! Written by Samuel Sarver, Michael Jenkins, and Abby Hake. Edited by Luna Cooper. We thank our patrons and listeners like you. Thank you, and have an atomic time.